This is the Seabed Daily Text. The Word of God is all light. Psalm 119, 105. Your Word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Consider this. Have you ever considered the first words spoken by God in the Bible are, "Let there be light"? The next four words are even better, "And there was light." But wait, there's more. "And God saw that the light was good." In these few words, we see the pattern of all creation and life. God speaks. What He speaks happens. His Word works, accomplishing the purpose for which He sends it. God sees and says it is good. This is the pattern and path for our lives. There is the big problem of sin and death, yet we are freely and extravagantly given the resources of the Word and Spirit, which are to sin and death as light is to darkness. The Word brings light and life. Sin brings darkness and death. Because of the pervasive and prevalence of sin and death, darkness can be a challenge. We need the light of the Word of God in a constant way. It brings us to our first word, last word for today. Your Word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. I remember singing this verse as a song back in the 80s. Because of that oldie but goodie Amy Grant melody, I rememberized it in the good old KJV. "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." Singing has a way of sowing truth in our hearts, right? The meaning seems straightforward. The Word of God shows us where to walk and where not to walk. As we walk along the paths of our lives, however, we often can't pull out the Bible like a flashlight. The Word will either be in us or not. It's why there is no substitute for the everyday work of living with the Scriptures. Your Word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. First word, last word, God's Word. The prayer. Father, thank you for your Word, which not only gives light, but is light. Your Word is light from light. Let the brightness of your Word fill and illuminate my soul. Let the light of your Word shine in the still dim places in my heart and mind. And all of this that my own life might become a living beacon of your light in this world. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. May it be so by the power of your Spirit. I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. The question, how are you finding the Word of God lighting your path these days? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.